With today's North Iowa news for your Friday, November 14th, I'm Chris Berg, filling in for Mark Pitts. The Floyd County Board of Supervisors has approved financial support for a U.S. Supreme Court review of the permit issued to Summit Carbon Solutions. Floyd and Shelby are among nine counties challenging the Iowa Utilities Commission's granting of a conditional use permit to Summit to build an underground carbon capture pipeline across the state by utilizing eminent domain. One branch would begin with the Homeland Energy Solutions ethanol plant near Lawler and go west through Chickasaw, Floyd, and Cerro Gordo counties, among others. Shelby County looks to take that legal challenge to the U.S. Supreme Court, with the Iowa State Association of Counties asking for financial contributions of at least $500 from every county, even those in which the pipeline will not cross, such as Muscatine County.
Their county development director said it very well. He said there are reasons that other counties should want to support this because it's an erosion of local control, and the erosion is an emerging trend. So we need to put a line in the ground. He strongly suggested that that county support, at least write a letter of support, and he says we do want to make a statement about local control.
That's Floyd County landowner Kathy Carter at Wednesday's Board of Supervisors meeting, urging them to support the effort.
Even the letter of support, anything can help, because we know that the federal Supreme Court only takes a small percentage of the cases that are brought forward. Shelby County has engaged a D.C. firm that is well-versed in that pursuit, and they said the counties that throw their support behind Shelby County gives more weight to whether or not the federal Supreme Court will take a look at this.
Supervisors approved contributing $500 to help defray costs associated with Shelby County's request for a U.S. Supreme Court review. Arraignment has been set for next month for a Charles City man and woman facing child endangerment charges, according to court records. Charles City police filed criminal complaints on October 4th against 41-year-old Christopher Rogers and 40-year-old Brandy Jorgensen. Rogers is accused of punching a minor in the face, with the minor reporting they had been assaulted by Rogers five times in the last 2 months and multiple times over the past 5 years. Jorgensen, who lives with Rogers, is the minor's mother. She's accused of not reporting the alleged abuse. Warrants for their arrest were issued on October 8th, and both were taken into custody on October 9th. Rogers is charged with Class D felony, child endangerment, with Jorgensen facing one count of aggravated misdemeanor child endangerment. Both are scheduled for arraignment December 5th in Floyd County District Court, at which time they can enter a plea of guilty or not guilty. Arraignment has been set for a New Hampton man accused of being drunk when he ran his truck into a police squad car. New Hampton Police Chief Conrad Rosendahl says a 25-year-old Juan Alfredo Tipol was taken into custody shortly after 10 a.m. on October 28th for OWI, third or subsequent offense, a Class D felony. According to Rosendahl, in criminal complaints, the police department received a call of a reckless driver with his pickup truck located in the 400 block of South Lynn Street, where Tipol attempted to pull into an apartment complex where he lived, but he missed the driveway and drove up into the grass. Rosendahl said he then pulled in behind his truck as Rosendahl was exiting his patrol car. Tipol allegedly then backed up and struck the patrol vehicle before attempting to flee by driving off. However, Chickasaw County Sheriff's deputies were able to box him in with their vehicles. He's also allegedly refused commands to exit his pickup truck and had to be physically removed. He was also cited for driving while license revoked or suspended, reckless driving, failure to comply with a peace officer, and an open container violation. He's scheduled for arraignment on November 25th in Chickasaw County District Court, where he can enter a plea of guilty or not guilty. Court records show Tipol was convicted of OWI in September in Chickasaw County, stemming from his arrest in March by the New Hampton Police Department in the same area of town. A witness said his vehicle hit a sign and light pole. In March of 2024, he was also arrested for OWI after flipping his vehicle onto its top at a parking lot of the Super 8 Motel. In that case, his blood alcohol content measured 0.255%, more than three times the legal limit of 0.08% BAC. A northeastern Iowa man is facing almost a half dozen felony drug charges following his arrest on Wednesday afternoon. Olwine police say a search warrant executed in the 2600 block of South Frederick Avenue in Olwine at about 2 p.m. on Wednesday led to the arrest of 61-year-old Robert Stewart of Olwine. According to the criminal complaint, over 70 grams of marijuana and 5 grams of methamphetamine were located and seized. along with various paraphernalia used to traffic drugs. Investigators allege that Stewart was traveling to Michigan, buying marijuana there and transporting it to Oldwine for resale. They also located various ammunition he's prohibited from possessing as well. Stewart faces charges for possession with intent to deliver meth, a Class C felony, plus possession with intent to deliver marijuana, failure to affix a drug tax stamp, and felony dominion control of a firearm, and two counts of offensive weapon or ammunition, all Class D felonies. Criminal complaints also allege Stewart made death threats towards a female victim and her daughter in early November and left a note on the woman's door indicating he would use physical force against her and unplugged her security camera. Thus, Stewart is also charged with first-degree harassment, an aggravated misdemeanor, and third-degree harassment, a simple misdemeanor. Oldwine police were assisted by the Iowa State Patrol, with additional charges pending in the case still under investigation. The New Hampton School District invites all members of the community to take a survey focused on the district's communication practices. Superintendent Eric Smith says, quote, as we continue our commitment to ongoing improvement, we're inviting input from all members of our district community as part of a comprehensive communication planning effort, end quote. Smith says they're looking to get better at communication across the district.
Continuing to grow within our communication, both internally at the district, but externally with our stakeholders as well. The board approved the contract with the Donovan Group, a PR firm essentially working with schools across the nation. But we're doing a communications audit of our current communication methods. Part of that is going to be a survey.
The anonymous survey takes about 10 minutes to complete and is open through this Monday afternoon. A link to the survey is available with the story on our station website. More news in a minute.